Okay, kids, gather around. It's time for the children's message. Oh. Huh.
What's this?
Don't know. Okay, here we go. Lots of kids today. All right. All right, let's play Ask the Experts. Who knows what is the difference between children and adults? Anybody? Oh, look at those hands. Yay. Kaylee. Pardon?
Nothing.
They're more mature. You're more mature? Are they? Oh, they are. Good. Well, okay, yes.
They know a lot more.
Adults know a lot more, right? They're smarter. Very good answers, Ryan.
They're older than you and they know lots more than you.
Good answers, you guys. Willie.
They're bigger than you.
They're a lot bigger. Yep. Anything else you can think of? A lot of times they're the boss, too. That's okay. They're good bosses. Cece? What a good answer, kids, and mothers and dads, and it all makes a family. This is getting interesting. Okay, here. So I saw another hand. Anybody else? You guys have great answers. How are children different than adults? Okay. Now, did you know I found this most special verse for children in the Bible? It says, ready? This is good. We tuck this away. Children are a blessing from the Lord, a gift. You guys are our rewards from God. And you know what? That's true. Every single one of you. It is true. What a blessing you are. Now, I found this story, and it's about Jesus and the children, and it was just like you guys were in the story, so I thought you'd like it. And it's from Mark 10, 13 through 16, and here is the picture of it. Some parents were bringing their children to Jesus for a special blessing from him. But guess what? The disciples tried to keep the kids away because disciples thought, well, he's so busy and they're not that important. But when Jesus found out, he said, and I'll read it because it's so beautiful. He said, "Let the children come to me. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these." And this is really important. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will not enter it at all. I must have read that wrong. That couldn't be right. He wants people to be like you or they can't enter the kingdom of God. Let me try one more time. Okay. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will not enter it at all. That was right. That was true. Oh, I think I get it. That's why these adults are up here and they're acting like children because they want to enter the kingdom of God too. Well, it's a little bit different than they're thinking because it does not matter, but you can say, it does not matter what age you are or what size you are. That doesn't really matter at all. But what matters to God is what's on the inside, not the outside. The inside is always more important to God. He wants to know what's in your heart. So listen up, you guys. Okay, now, how do we get a childlike heart, the one that God really, really loves? Well, we hang out with you guys, and we learn what you're like. So, in the Bible, I read some things about children that you're really going to like, and you too. Okay, a child is totally trusting and loving when they are loved. I mean, they will trust you, they will believe you, they will follow you, and that's what God wants us to do. The next way to have a childlike heart is a pure, simple, childlike faith. A faith that believes the Bible and believes what God says with no questions asked. The next one, a child takes the Bible to heart. I mean, when there is a serpent in the Garden of Eden, there is, you want to touch them, you want to, you just live the Bible stories. A child has a teachable heart, and they ask lots of questions. Another way to have a childlike heart is a child knows that he needs God because he's smaller, less powerful, weak, and more humble. Another way we can have a childlike heart, and something that we learn from children, is a child, their job is to obey. Just as a Christian's job is to obey God. And they learn it, and these kids know it very well. A child is also open and honest, sometimes too much, but that's better than inhibited, right? Okay, and we love that about you guys. Okay, and the last one I thought of was, you guys make great missionaries. I've seen you go up to strangers and tell them about the Lord, and you just tell them everything you know, and you don't care what the people think of you because you know the truth, and God told you to tell others about Jesus. And that is so, so, so special. Now, over and over in the Bible, it says that God is the Father, and all of us can become his adopted children. But we can be in his forever family. We can be in his kingdom. But one of the things we have to do is we have to receive him like a little child. So thank you guys for teaching us. Okay. All right, let's pray and thank God about that. God, why are you so good to us? Why do you love us so much and you reveal yourself to us and you sent your son? Wow, we don't love like that, but we want to, God. And I just thank you for each child here. And Lord, that they can always, always, always keep their childlike heart and keep teaching us. Lord, I pray that we can tell other people who don't think as we do about you and about how wonderful it is to be with children. And Lord, I just thank you for the helpers today. And Lord, just give us a very, very special day. And I pray this in your name. Amen.